Ladybird, do you know? Level 4. Looking after the ocean. New words. Air. Bone. Heat. Noun. Hunt. Verb. Lay eggs. Medicine. Plastic. Adjective and noun. Pollution. Protect. Recycle. Scientist. Seaweed. How many oceans are there? Ocean water is always moving. It moves up and down, and it travels around the Earth. There is only one ocean. People use names for different parts of the ocean: Pacific Ocean, Atlantic Ocean, Arctic Ocean, Southern Ocean, and Indian Ocean. Most of the Earth is ocean. Lots of animals live in the ocean. Why is the ocean important? The ocean is very important for the Earth's weather. The heat from the sun goes into the ocean. Ocean water moves the heat around the Earth. This helps different parts of the Earth to get warmer or colder. The ocean helps to make the air around us. Seaweed and other ocean plants make oxygen. This is a part of air. We need oxygen to live. People make medicines from ocean plants and animals. We need the ocean for food. We eat many animals and plants that live there. What lives in the ocean? Many interesting animals and plants live in the ocean. Every day, scientists find new ocean animals and plants. The blue whale is the biggest animal on Earth. Some blue whales are longer than 2 school buses. Coral reefs are homes for many animals. Jellyfish have no bones or eyes. They catch fish with their long tentacles. In the Arctic, walruses sleep on the ice. Sea otters and seals find food in seaweed forests. Who changes the ocean? The places where animals live are called habitats. Usually, animal habitats change very slowly. It can take millions of years. Plants and animals also change slowly to live in these habitats. But people change these habitats quickly. Baby turtles are born on the beach. But people have changed the turtles' habitat. This is difficult for the turtles. People build cities, towns, and roads in animal habitats, so the animals may need to move to new habitats. People make pollution. Rivers and rain carry pollution to the ocean. You can find pollution from all over the world across the ocean. The pollution is changing the ocean. Why do we study the ocean? Many scientists study the ocean. We need to understand more about the ocean. This will help us to protect it. Ships take scientists far out into the ocean. There are many ways to study the ocean. Scientists go down into the ocean to study ocean animals. This scientist is studying a whale shark. A 6-gilled shark looks at the scientists in the deep ocean. What's that noise? Ocean animals need to make and hear sounds. Scientists want to know more about how ocean animals use and make sounds. Scientists listen to the clownfish. Clownfish make a lot of noise. People make a lot of noise in the ocean. This is called noise pollution. Scientists want people to make less noise in the ocean. The noise pollution makes it difficult for ocean animals to find food or stay safe because they cannot hear each other. Many animals, like dolphins, use sounds to help them travel around the ocean. Clownfish listen to each other. Their noises tell other clownfish if something dangerous is near. How do people help sea turtles? Every year, when they are ready to lay their eggs, sea turtles climb onto the beach. In the past, people ate the eggs and hunted the turtles. But now, some people look after turtles. People in this village protect the leatherback turtles' beaches. The people move the eggs if they are too near to the water. They teach children about the turtles. 20 years ago, only 30 or 40 leatherback turtles came onto the beach each night to lay their eggs. Now, more than 500 turtles come onto the beach to lay their eggs. What happened to all the herrings? Many years ago, people did not think about how many fish they caught. Every year, they took lots of herrings from the ocean. Then, the animals and people did not have enough herrings in the ocean to eat. To help protect the fish, people stopped taking lots of herrings. The number of herrings began to grow. Now there are many herrings in the ocean. People and animals catch herrings to eat. Humpback whales and orcas eat herrings. Seabirds take herrings from the ocean. Where did that shark go? Scientists want to know where whale sharks have their babies. This will help them to protect the sharks. Sometimes, whale sharks swim into fishing nets and cannot get out. If we know where the sharks go, we can stop fishing there. Whale sharks are the largest fish on Earth. Some are 18 meters long. The scientist uses a tracking device. It tells him where the mother shark swims. The mother shark swims far under the water. Soon, the scientist cannot see her. The tracking device tells the scientist where she is. What eats plastic? Plastic bags, cups, bottles, and other bits of plastic go into the ocean. This is a dangerous problem for animals all over the world. This whale has a plastic bag in its mouth. Many animals think plastic is food. They eat the plastic and not their food. Scientists are worried about these seabirds. The seabirds think they are giving food to their babies. But many seabirds are giving plastic to their babies. We must use less plastic to protect ocean animals. We can also recycle old plastic. Can we protect ocean animals? If people work together, we can keep ocean animals safe. For hundreds of years, people hunted whales. There were very few humpback whales, gray whales, and sperm whales. In the 1970s and 1980s, people decided to protect whales and stop hunting them. It is now easy to see a humpback whale jumping out of the sea. Now, there are more gray whales than in the past. Large groups of sperm whales swim in the ocean again. Pollution and fishing are a problem for sharks, sea turtles, seabirds, and other ocean animals. Together, we can protect them too. What can we do? The world needs the ocean. The ocean is important for the Earth's weather. The ocean gives the world food. We can help protect the ocean. If you eat fish, think about what kind of fish you eat. We must leave some fish in the ocean. Millions of people need the ocean for food. We must protect sea turtles, sharks, whales, and other ocean animals. We find pollution and plastic in the ocean every day. We can recycle paper, glass, and plastic. We can use bags and water bottles again. Ladybird, do you know? Level 4, Looking After the Ocean. Read by Laurence Bouvard. Written by Ruth A. Musgrave. Text adapted by Hannah Fish. Series editor, Nick Coates. Inspired by BBC Earth television series. Copyright Ladybird Books Limited, 2020.